Really appreciate all of you being here. This is the Public Arts Committee meeting for Thursday, March the 21st, 2013. And calling to order, appreciate all the committee members who are here, as well as applicants and townspeople and so on. So we're going straight into public comment. And Peggy, hello, welcome.
Hi.
Peggy, you had a phone call from someone that...
Well, I had a call from Parker Ogborn, and he has a commitment that he has to get to. So
right.
He needs to be able to present his information that you'll find on the second page or back page of your agenda.
Right. And this information was in your packet. That was sent to you. It's several pages. It has some images of buildings.
I have more of an updated version that I'm passing around right here. That was just kind of a just to get the information out.
I'll keep yours.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yes, more.
All right, so
I noticed in building color.
All right, so Parker, what is
the represent,
gist of this?
Just to let you know, I represent 4-H, and I was thinking that it would be a good opportunity, as the arts in Newport have kind of dwindled in the past. The high school does not have a fine arts program at this point. And last year, we did a survey within 4-H and within the community to find out some of the interests that youth have so we can better align 4-H to some of the local local things that are needed in the community so that we can maybe modify our program to meet some of those needs. So one of the things that we found out was that there's a high interest in art, but there's not a lot of availability to art. So one of the things that I'm proposing is also aligning with some of the tourism trends that are going on in here. We have quite a few murals down on the bayfront, I think 27 murals down on the bayfront. And I'm thinking that this proposal, we could come in and set up a 4-H program, a two-week program that would incorporate some of the local artists to help local youth to develop a mural for the Maritime Museum. Or, if they're not interested in it, one of the other venues that are down along the bayfront. And that's what I sent right off at first. There are four pictures of other areas along the bayfront that might accommodate a mural.
Mm-hmm.
So my proposal is asking your approval of going forward with writing a grant to Lincoln County Foundation, the Cultural Funds, and Cultural Coalition Funds. And this grant would facilitate this workshop that we intend on trying to develop in August, in the middle of August. And it would incorporate four or five local artists who are have experience developing murals. We'd have it would be a two-week program with a curriculum that I found at Arizona State University. They have a mural project that they have a curriculum that would actually incorporate ideas of thinking out what are the local concerns, what are some ideas that a mural might speak to. Mm-hmm. Those type of things would be incorporated in the thing. And then, like Michelangelo, way back when he was in his apprenticeship program, we would have these kids helping out the artists create this mural.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically...
Okay. So one thing that you mentioned, Parker, mm-hmm. and thank you for some more information here and
right.
this idea that you have. But first of all, you don't need the approval of the Public Arts Committee to write grants for whatever, and
right.
you had made that statement. You were here to ask for our approval so
gotcha.
That you could write grants for this project. And I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
you, the 4-H and the OSU extension, you are your own entity. If this is a project, you know, that you need funding for, then, you know, you don't need us to approve that.
I guess what I would like is to have your blessing, that this is a project that you guys would endorse.
A co-sponsor here, not where you know, you want people that come that like the project to put their name on your application as thinking that it's a good idea.
That would be good. Yeah.
Like a letter of support.
Yes, a letter of support.
For whatever reason, I thought that at two meetings ago that somebody was drafting a letter of support. Am I not remembering that correctly?
That was for
the walkabout, the
mural
walkabout.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, so I'm trying to. That was a different idea.
And so you're just looking for endorsements, not necessarily from the endorsement of this committee. That's what.
Yeah, I guess.
Just saying that the committee thinks it's a good idea.
Right, and I also want to make sure that you guys feel that it's a good idea that we're proceeding in a path that you guys feel is good and you can support.
Parker, are the places that you have indicated, and I'm sorry, I don't have my packet here with me. These places, are they public property? Are they privately owned?
Most of those are privately owned. So I would have, that would be part of the next step, would going after I've talked to you guys and have your guys is maybe not approval, but feeling that this is a good project, I would go to the Bayfront Merchants Association meeting and propose this and start talking to some of the store owners that own those properties, and also go to the Steve Wyatt, who's part of
the director of the
right, and start talking to him about that as well. Yeah. So those are my next steps.
I I'm not quite sure what our role in this is, and since we have not ever been presented with something like this in terms of approving private or another nonprofit's ideas, I mean,
I guess no.
You know, I feel like if this committee approved this, then you would use our approval as a reason for someone else to give permission, or you know, and I don't know that we're in that. I don't know.
Well,
confused here about this.
We'll talk about it.
I think you did make a good point. I think that the purview of this committee is to make recommendations to the city council through your council liaison, who's Mayor Sandy Rumagoo, and on public art. And public art is art for our purposes on public property. And Parker may be talking about public property, or he may not, you know, depending.
Right.
And at this point, I think all he's saying is he's looking for a letter just saying that individuals think it's a good idea, not necessarily the committee, because we, honestly, this committee wouldn't have any input in art on private property. And I think there was some confusion about that last time when the tsunami dock issue arose.
Well, when you also not were looking, he's trying to find out if there's other roadblocks. In other words, if everybody was up in arms and we don't want this project, period, then that'd be a problem. But you look at something like this and say, I don't see any problem personally, but or the committee-wise, and maybe you just say, fine, and let it go at that. But you know,
sometimes to approve an idea, though, don't you think?
Well, you're not really approving.
You're saying
you're endorsing the idea of go ahead.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, I think for us to say we recommend this to the council for approval, or whatever, if it ends up on public property, we would want to see a design process laid out. You know, we would need more than
a lot more information.
Right.
And we can't always just act. The Public Arts Committee, that's why when someone comes to present something and have materials and whatever, you know, then the committee needs time to process that, and at subsequent committee meetings, would some sort of determination or whatever, you know, be made. So, you know, right. just so you kind of see what that macro sure. process is. It's not that someone comes at the first meeting, lays some things out, and, you know, and we decide right on the spot, you know, what
right.
yes or no.
Right. I guess I was looking for, Jeff was saying, your feelings, your input, because the grant that I would be going for will be July, so there's a few months before that time, and then I can lay out some of these ideas and make it more clear what exactly I'm going after, and present that to the committee again.
Uh-huh. What's the money for? I'm just curious.
What the money would be to
pay the artists?
I'm going to pay some artists. I'm going also to purchase all the materials that we would need, such as the wall boards and the paint and the fasteners that would put the board along the wall.
You've probably seen projects like this when I was at the Santa Barbara Library. The mm-hmm. Museum of Art was right behind us. And they did a project with high school students painting a mural. An artist designed it, and the high school students painted it. Mm-hmm. That project took probably a year to be conceived and laid out. And mm-hmm. then when they got it going, they spent all summer painting it. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just a quick thing. And I guess if you're putting something on public property, it should be... I like the idea of putting something on for public property. That's why I'm on the committee. But, you know, well thought out, and mm-hmm. talk to other agencies who have done that in the past and see how, because I okay. think things take a bit longer than we realize sometimes.
Yes. I understand that, and yeah.
What kind of, and I realize you need to go very soon here, because, and that's why you're kind of out of turn here, because you have to get on to another meeting is what I've
right.
been told. I think we're still back here something that Sally brought up, and that is the fact that, you know, the Public Art Committee is really not, it's not in our purview to approve, mm-hmm. at least under our current legislation here, approve what goes on private property. Isn't that correct,
yeah.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
There will be a possibility it will be on public property.
Yeah, and you know, Parker, if it turns out that it is going to be on public property, right. that's, I think, a piece of information that WIMO was talking about, or I think it was WIMO, we would need more information. At that time, mm-hmm. things could be different, because if it is something that's to go on public property, the committee could discuss it and then make a recommendation to council, but it's just an advisory committee to the city council.
I do think it's great that Parker came
and
talking to this committee, despite our saying we don't know where
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not
the
in the right position to yeah. do what you're asking us to do.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty early right now, like you say.
Right. I'm just trying to understand the process.
That's as are we. So.
But I would if I were in Parker's shoes, I'd want to kind of know. Do you want to, he's come, this is like a first step, and if I had a bunch of people going, no, I'd go, well, I'll just drop this whole project. But if you guys aren't saying to him, take some more time and steps and develop it, I guess that's what I would want to hear.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate your comments, but you're not a part of this committee yet, so
yeah.
I don't even want to listen to them.
Right.
You know.
Okay, I was just a public input.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you on that. You know, if something does occur that one of these murals or the mural or whatever is something that would be done on some public mm-hmm. property, then you would be back talking to us and presenting
with a little bit more detail.
Right, with a lot more thought on things, and maybe, you know, researching what other communities, mm-hmm. you know, have done. I mean, we can see what's here in Newport, but, you know, it's always good to research, you know, what's currently being done in other communities of a similar nature.
I have done that, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I, you know, I personally think, you know, it's a good idea. It's something that involves our youth. I mean, that is fine. But right now, it's outside the purview of the Public Arts Committee.
Since he's here, nothing wrong with you speaking to us each individually, though, to get an idea of how we feel about your project. There's nothing wrong with talking to us individually outside of this meeting to find out what our...
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, we'd be...
But we would not be speaking.
I'd be happy to talk about it.
As our representative.
Right. We as just a private, you know...
Concerned, interested.
Yes.
Exactly.
Person.
But we would not be speaking on behalf of the Public Arts Committee if you approach any of us, you know, with, you know, questions or whatever. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Parker.
Okay.
Bye. We want those lovely colored copies back.
Well, sure. Yeah, I guess
I'd like to keep mine.
You can keep it, definitely.
Yeah.
I think I printed it all. Okay, no, this is a little bit much.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Yes.
All right.
And have a good day.
You too.
All right, yeah. Well.
Oh, see you, Parker.
Thanks. So before we go any further, we certainly want to welcome our mayor.
Thank you.
And Sandy, do you know the members here of the Public Arts Committee at the end? This is one of our members.
Hi, Sandy.
It's good to
meet
you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I am.
Can we just go around the table?
Certainly, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, good idea. So Sandy.
I'm Catherine's backup.
Yeah. Vice chair.
What is my title?
Oh, who knows? Co-chair.
Jerry, come lately.
She's the vice chair of the committee.
There you go. Vice chair.
It's very important.
Right. Okay, and you?
I'm Judy Mayhew, one of the applicants for today.
Sally Houck.
And Sandy Rumago.
Wyma Rogers, who's writing down all the names.
And Wyma is on the committee.
Especially the people I know.
She Facebooked me.
Yes.
Sue Valentine.
Thank you.
Sue's on the committee. Catherine Rickbone.
Vicki Hawker.
Jeff Bertoli.
Who's an applicant.
Yeah.
And Cynthia Jacoby. I'm an applicant also.
Okay, great. All right, good. Anyway, we're just delighted that...
I finally made it. I had conflict the last time.
I know you have to be in many places. So we are now at the stage on our agenda where we have three applicants that are interested in filling out the one space that's on our Public Arts Committee. And as they're just listed here on the agenda, there's Judy Mayhew, Cynthia Jacoby, and Jeff Bertolite. The committee received in the mail the applications that were written out for each of the applicants. And you also received in your packet the types of interview questions that we're looking at, you know, asking these individuals today and everything. I want to thank you, all three of you, very much for your interest in the Public Arts Committee. I think you all know we're a new committee. This is probably, what, our fourth meeting. This committee has a long, long history, however, of almost 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah, Sandy can speak to that, almost three years in the making. We're just very excited, those of us who are on the Public Arts Committee right now, of being able to serve the arts in you know, in this way. And we really applaud the city of Newport when they realized, after, you know, all the work that the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts did with all of the of its committee people who were part of it, for the city to recognize and realize that yes, it is important to have a Public Arts Committee, that other venues, other municipalities that have that, have strong arts, support it, move that forward and everything. And then, of course, our percent for the art is a major step for this community as well. So, just speaking for myself at least, I'm really excited that, this committee has come into fruition and being, and that we're on it. And so we have our three applicants today. And why don't we just start with the first one, who was is mentioned first on our agenda, which is Judy Mayhew. And thank you.
Like a job interview.
Okay, right here.
Well, we've all. So we have some information about you. Would you just like to say, you know, before we have some questions for you, Judy? Would you just like to say a little bit about, you know, why your interest?
Why
you
here?
Why are you here anyway?
I'm the recreation superintendent for the city of Newport. I run the rec center and. I just kind of have been watching things about the public arts and everything. I lived in I was born and raised in Oregon, then I went to Alaska for almost 30 years and have been back down here for 5 years. And in Alaska, I was involved in our small town arts and everything. And there is, in the state of Alaska, 2%, when any time a public building is built, there's a 2% wow. of the funds have to go to art in those. You know, when you have million-dollar projects, which good. Is just about everything, it's actually quite a bit.
We're going woo because yeah. the one's so loud.
Well, and I just I love the fact when a municipality or government recognizes the importance of art and to keep it within mm-hmm. you know the facilities and everything. And I remember the first time I walked into this city hall, I was like, oh, look at this wonderful art. And then I. Rick Bartow, I had seen his art in Alaska, and I was like, what is his stuff doing on the wall here? And I was like, oh my gosh, he lives here? I mean, so I was excited that you guys recognize, too, that the importance of art here. So I've been on a lot of different boards, commissions, and committees over the years. I love the process of it. I like a group of people working together to better something, and you get to see the fruit of your labor when you're you know done with something like that. So it's, you know, I love the idea of it, and it's just something I want to get more involved with the community, and I thought this would be a way to do it. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure.
So now, do we have some questions for Judy from the committee?
Well, Judy, have you worked on some specific art projects or art commissions? Or
I was. We had where I lived in Alaska was in an Alaska Dutch Harbor, which, if you know the Dead Lake Hatch, that's where I lived. Yeah. And although it's only a town of. Well, now it's about 4,000. It's the number one fishing port in the nation, so there's a lot of money in there. Mm-hmm. We had the Aleutian Arts Council, which just was a grassroots group of people. I was the chairperson of that for a couple of years and on it for a long time, and making sure that arts in this extremely hardworking community were represented, and they still are. And you know, not real specific things that I can think of. We would have different art shows throughout the year and mm-hmm. bring artists in. Our sister city was Petropavlovsk in Russia, and we would bring artists from Russia over, and we would send artists over there. So we did a lot with our sister city things with that. And with the Historic Commission, I was involved with that as well and chaired that. And we actually started it while I worked in Parks and Rec there, and we did some work with artists as well with the Historic Commission, which is kind of odd, but you kind of, you know, there's some overlapping things. So not, you know, nothing I can think of a big specific project, but different shows and.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you. Someone else on the committee have a question for Judy? Well, I do. You know, you say you know you've been around art a lot and this sort of thing. And so, what's a difficult decision that you've had to make concerning something that might come up about art or public art or something like this? That
gosh, I don't.
Or have you had any situation like that?
Not so much in the arts type of things. I think, you know, in the different boards and committees, there's certainly been some heavy things that we had to deal with, and sometimes they're not so pleasant to work through because it's a lot of emotions and things, but you work through it to work for a consensus and to come up with something that isn't maybe not always exactly what you wanted to have happen, but it's like, okay, let's look at this objectively and step back and try to make it work for everyone as best we can. I think in my notes I said that I was the president of the Museum of the Aleutians for a while, and we had some very difficult times then, and it was tough. And we had a director that was a wonderful archaeologist, but not so great a manager. So trying to balance that out and what the board wanted and everything. I'm fairly flexible. I always, a lot of times, come up with a pretty strong opinion right off the bat, but it's like, oh, I like what they said. Oh, I like what they said. So you have to be, I think you have to be open-minded and look at things. So I don't know if that really answers your question. I don't have anything that I can think of right off the bat that was extremely controversial, other than that director, which wasn't really an art thing, but it was trying to work as a team together to make what was best for the museum to happen, so.
Okay, thank you. So, Karen, Wyma, Shirley, do you have some other questions for Judy?
Perhaps as we hear from everybody, there may be a question that comes up.
Okay. We're trying to allocate an approximate equal amount of time. To each one of our applicants.
I'm always curious to know when did you come here, and do you plan to stay here? Having worked at the hospital all those years, people come and go. So
I do. I plan to stay here. I grew up in the Portland, Milwaukee area, and. We used to go to the beach, and my fondest dream in my life was to live at the beach and live on the Oregon coast. And so I lived on an island in Alaska for about 27 years. And when I moved back down here, I moved because my parents were aging, and they were living up in Portland. And I said, if there's any way I can pull this off and live at the coast, and it's a lifelong dream, and I don't want to move.
So, art sometimes can be controversial. Mm-hmm. And feelings can get hurt, decisions are made or not made, and feelings get hurt. And so if there is something that is controversial that this committee is dealing with and has to work with, how would you approach that?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. If something...
I think as part of decision making, as this committee moves forward, there will be a lot of information that we will be gathering. We have people who come with ideas and suggestions, and we have to kind of get that all determined, because then we, this committee, make a recommendation to the city council.
Sure.
This committee does not say, yes, go forth and do the X project. We are, we research, we work on things, and then we make our recommendation to city council. And so maybe this has to do more with your decision-making process or whatever.
Well, like I said, I like working as a team to figure out what's best, and I'm not a doormat, but I'm also not someone that's like totally bullheaded and is going to say, by God, we're getting this, thing. So I do really reflect upon what other people have said in their input, and when you start to get a feel and a tone for what the group is thinking, I think then you kind of realize, okay, clearly this is the way we need to be going, and a lot of times there's one person, maybe it would be me, that was like, I'm not going with this one, this isn't really what I agree with, but you know what, I can tell from what everyone else is saying, this is the way we should be going. So I guess that's,
okay.
And I'm not, I don't love controversy, but I don't like fear it either. I mean, it's like, okay, this happens in life, and then we take that, and I'm also very good about, once something happens, if I don't agree with someone, it's like, okay, we're done, now let's move on. I don't hold those things, because... Mm-hmm. What good does that do you? So I learned to let go. So.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
One more question. Are you an artist in your own right?
My mom was a watercolor artist for a long time and introduced us to art a lot. Mm-hmm. I dabble on I'll take classes over the years, university classes and this or that kind of thing. I wouldn't consider myself an artist, but...
Okay.
I read about it a lot. I study it a lot. I I'm appreciated a lot. I go to a lot of art shows, and I dabble.
Okay.
If a piece of art were recommended by this group to council, and it was one you didn't agree with, but you know, you supported it, and then later there was a lot of controversy about it. People thought, oh, it wasn't art, or it displayed something people didn't like, or whatever. I guess what I would want to know is, how would you deal with people who ask you personally about it?
I think I'd probably say, we worked it out. We all, you know, as a group, this is what the decision was made, and as part of that group, I support that. I mean, I think you have to. You have to, you know, it's not just me standing there saying, I think you have to say, I'm part of this group, and we worked through this over and over again. We talked about it. We went back and forth. We talked about this people. We asked opinions, blah, blah, blah. This is our decision, and that's where we ended up. You know, maybe not exactly what I would have wanted, but you know what? I think it's fine. I mean, I think you have to, if you're involved with something like that, you have to say, look, this is our group decision, and I stand by that. I mean, otherwise, you shouldn't be on that committee or board. I mean, that's kind of the part of the process, I think. You know?
Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. That's an excellent question, Wyma. Mm-hmm. And probably should be asked of the other two candidates as well. Let's see. Next on the list is Cynthia Jacoby.
Okay.
Hello there. Thank you, Cynthia, for your application. Will you give us just a little brief info about yourself first?
Well, I am an artist, and I live here in Newport. I've lived here for about 16 years, and this is the first time I've ever really thought of being on any kind of public committee. I have the time now that I'm retired. I think I can devote good effort to it. The art which we have in Newport is such a great addition for people who live here, not just for tourists, but I think it really enriches a community. And I just take joy in those little children outside the rec center. Things like that. I love those dinosaur bones that Lon Brusselback made. I just think it's just fun to have that. There's so many ways to have public art, and when people think, or they're asked, what is art? Everyone has such a different aesthetic as to what it is. Something which grabs someone's heart will not touch the next person. There's such a wide variety on what people appreciate as being good, and that's always a question, what is art? You know, eye of the beholder.
That's been asked for centuries, hasn't it?
It has. So, okay. Question?
All right, so let's have some questions from the committee.
And how do you go about difficult decision-making, your process of decision-making? And you haven't been on any committees, but, life always presents us with opportunities to make difficult decisions.
I've been in the For Art's Sake co-op in Nye Beach for 5 years. And that's involved a lot of decision-making with people with strong opinions. But we've worked it out, and we're together as a group now. I think you just need to listen to everyone and realize everyone has different opinions, which are worthwhile. You have to hear everybody out and try to come to a win-win decision. That's what I would say. Just listen and be respectful.
Have you been on the board of Writers on the Edge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For 16 years. Yeah, that too.
I thought you had been on the board of committee. I thought you were on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Writers on the Edge. I'm a writer also.
So any experiences there that you think could be helpful to you in this committee?
Oh, certainly. Just dealing with a wide variety of people and having different people on and off our board for so many years and making it go forth. It's a challenge, but a great pleasure. I've been doing that for 16 years, so
it must be.
It's been something that's really very heartfelt for me. And
the acknowledgement of your longevity of helping to to keep that particular organization going.
Yeah, I guess I forget about some of those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other questions? I think you answered the question I put, which was if we made a decision or a recommendation and you did not agree with it, but then it became controversial later. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to people? You know, a friend even who says, "I know you didn't like that. How did they make you go along with them," or something like that?
Well, I think maybe it gets back to that question about what is art. Some parts of the public will appreciate the planned Art Deco fountain for the little corner, and some people won't. Some people are already asking, "What did they plan there?" You know, and I'm not really sure if that is going to happen. As I mean, I read that it is, and there's money for it already. But there's been some controversy about what the heck kind of idea is that. So I don't know. Just look at the plans and try to appreciate it. You know, everyone has a different idea of what's attractive and useful. And
okay, any other questions from the
Cynthia? Would you talk a little bit about your own art and what you do?
Yeah, thank you. All Please. Artists always like to talk about their work.
Oh, yeah.
I like to paint outdoors every summer. As a matter of fact, Jeff and I paint outdoors for 2 weeks in July. We're part of a large group which comes to Newport every summer. I do watercolor and acrylic. I do mixed media. I can paint pretty flowers, and I can paint the ocean, but I really like to paint things that say something personal and political. That's what I really like to do, and I've done some political pieces lately, which I really put myself into.
Are they on display at the ArtSafe right now?
One is right now at the Visual Arts Center in the big gallery downstairs as part of the Yaquina Arts Association show.
Oh, okay, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And since you have an interest in writing, do you combine your images and words at all?
I often do. I write a lot of poetry, and this particular piece does go with a poem I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I like to network. I'm also in the Toledo Arts Guild, and through them I was just helping teach some after-school art classes mm-hmm. in the Toledo High School.
Thank you for bringing that up. That was going to be my next and inquiry was, would you like to talk about that?
Sure. I had to choose some sort of topic or focus for the kids, and I wasn't quite sure where they would be coming from or their talent or skills. And I know Toledo hasn't had an art program for a while. So my thought was that we would work on self-portraits and do a different media each session, because I know a lot of the kids can't come for the whole thing, and you know, so I kind of planned different media. And thought teenagers, you know, they want to talk about themselves and draw themselves, but the first few sessions they were really shy about that. But after that, I think they really kind of opened up and had fun. One thing they had the most fun with is I took pictures of all of them, their faces, and they're supposed to make different funny faces, and that kind of turned out differently, but I blew their pictures up to 8x10 sizes, and I had three of each different ones, and then, you know, they cut them into photo montages and put their faces back together and did some other manipulations, and that was the most successful one.
Good.
But I don't know. So, you know, I'd really like to do it again next year.
Good.
And I have an idea of making art trading cards, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always fun.
But it's a good chance to give back in a very direct way. I think all politics is very local, so you know, start with one on one.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I like to do.
That we all help in our community. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your application. Let's see. The next one is Jeff Bernlight. on the list, and we have his responses. But first of all, Jeff, just say a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Please.
I've lived here for now, I guess, be 22 years, and been involved with art prior to that, where I used to live in Newport Beach, and then up here joined the Oquinna Art Association pretty much right off the bat, and took their watercolor classes and did workshops, and been painting for all that time, and been involved with the Art Association as president a couple of years, and then a couple of years off, and then a couple of years on. So been with a large group that way. Appreciate the public art, going to different places around the country and local towns, and even Oregon, but of course in Europe it's all over the place. And I think it's really important that a community develops an art program or has some identity to the arts. And most successful towns and places, that's what you identify with mostly. Is you don't see the Burger Kings, you see the artwork, and that's what you like. And I think that's important that this town could have such a tremendous artistic base and natural resources that I think we need to find more areas to place that in, and be actively seeking these folks that are out there, mm-hmm. and give them the, you know, have help develop those spots where art can be. So those are some of the things I've been involved with.
Okay, good. Thank you.
This plein air art group that you're mm-hmm. a part of, were you part of that from the beginning?
Well, not the beginning, the last 3 years. I think it's Eric Sandgren's, and his dad before that did it for many, many years. And I just got back from Hawaii for 9 days of painting, so I've been out painting.
Nice place. I didn't know there was a group here.
Yeah, it's well hidden. I mean, there's like 56, over 100 people that come, mm-hmm. and maybe 30, 40 at a time. And it's huge. They stay here a lot of 2 weeks. They all up and down the coast. Uh-huh. Each day is a different location.
Okay. So it isn't always here. That's
It's at a different state park each day during the 2 weeks.
Yeah. Great. Nice. Try to. That's okay. No, because it's great. We need to advertise it.
Yeah. Okay. So now, do we have some questions from the committee pertaining to things that we do or are going to do, et cetera, for Jeff?
Jeff, you're a city council member, aren't you?
No, I'm not on city council any longer.
You're not.
Okay. I've been on for 8 years, but not this is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure that
potential fine, yeah.
and whatnot. Sure. So I just wanted to establish what your different obligations were.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. So you're just a citizen, like everybody.
Just like everybody else.
A citizen, volunteer. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you must have run into things being on the council. that would
not this city.
Any city council that would fit with the question that I put to the other two.
Well, actually, it even started before that, because I was elected chair of the United Beach Steering Committee, and this is prior to it being popular. And I was on the Bayfront Committee, and so all these things you work through, and it became more acceptable to have plans and things that, as time went on, so that we developed the committees, the grassroots folks was able to develop this projects and design reviews, an idea that was new to this area. So, but the difficult thing was to get enough people around the table that to accomplish the task at hand, and that came up with a plan later on. So, other parts, yes, you have water rate issues. You have who knows what issue. you can have the council chambers is packed with people. You have to listen to them, and not. Not that you say have to, but you listen to them. After 10 o'clock, it's kind of like
sometimes
have to. But that the point, you listen to the folks and make sure everybody's heard, and then at some point you need to make a decision.
And if yours was one of the nay votes, and then you had to defend the decision later, how would you do that?
Well, I look at it as probably not a nay vote. I would just say here's my opinion, and then. Whatever the group decides, and then obviously the recommendation goes to city council, and they have the final say. So if this is our purview, Then if someone were to ask, you say, well, this is the input, if you would like to make input, you know, the final decisions are made by City Council, that's the time for your public input. And everybody, I may not even agree with the person coming to me and saying, I don't like this. Yeah. And you say, well, you know, it's important for you to, you know, bring this up if you like, but yet, you know, you have to accept my viewpoint and I'll accept yours.
Okay. Other committee members who have a question for Jeff? I were you going to have a question?
With your experience, you know, with the City Council and then also as an artist, what do you feel personally that you would add, your strong attributes to adding to this committee?
Well, I've seen how through the years how the process develops, and then I can see a ways to develop a maybe consensus, and then also develop the ability to present that in a way that the City Council might have enough information. Dealing with a different variety of personalities over the years, you need to understand a little better of what each person's decision thought process is. So maybe in developing the comment for the recommendation, if we have one, it would be to make sure all the bases are covered that way. Then I'm very familiar with a lot of the city properties, having been in several committees, so I know the area and I bicycle around enough to see what goes on around here.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Jeff, in your work with the city, have you ever had the opportunity to work on a public project? I don't know if that's a very clear question or not, but yeah. I guess what I'm really asking you is if you've worked on any sort of public art project yourself, or you know, have you been, like, you've been here throughout the time when a lot of the murals were painted in this town. Did you have anything to do with any of that, or?
No, some of the murals, they were done by different people at the mm-hmm. Bayfront and other folks along 101.
I think getting, been work with folks, perhaps with encouraging Jürgen to have something developed where he has it, and mm-hmm. more of an encouraging mm-hmm. in that aspect, and then get people, you can come step, stir the pot to get, once you tell them to be interested in this, and then they finally figure out, then they go, I've had people come to me and go, what do I do? And I tell them, here's the process. At least you know how to go see. Here are the people you need to talk to. Mm-hmm. And that helps out a lot.
Thank you.
Other questions for Jeff? The committee has that we want to know? Okay. All right, good. So, we thank all of you for your interest. The committee will discuss this later. This is going to be a tough choice, isn't it? That these are all good applicants. We, of course, this committee needs to make a recommendation then to City Council about, which applicant we feel would be really good for this group. I would really encourage, and I'm sure my colleagues would too, that we have three applicants for one place, but that doesn't mean that with your interest you can't come back and listen at other committee meetings and do that kind of thing. So okay, so thank you all very much. Okay. So we've heard the comment.
Yeah, come on up, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
That was hard to hear.
Join us.
It's hard to tell who's on the committee for some of us who've only been to one other meeting.
Well, and I think something that we'll need to do is to make sure that, that people sit in these chairs here so that...
Yeah, I wondered about that.
We as, committee have. So, anyway, we have three applicants. We've had a chance to ask questions of them. So let's discuss now who we think that...
I have a question of this group. How many people who are on this committee are artists?
One. Depends on how you define artist. Are you talking visual artists or artists and literary performing artists?
No, I meant visual art because I think that's what this committee is
about.
Is dealing with. So, visual art, and I mean, not that you like to paint in your, you know, it's like, not like singing in the bathroom kind of thing, but artists. So, Sally and Sue. Okay, thank you.
And Sandy.
I don't count.
You don't count.
She's ex officio.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, geez.
So, what are some comments?
Well, and Wilma, why did you ask that question?
Well, because I wanted to know if it would be a factor in bringing in someone else.
Who is an actual artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you want to be sure you have some representation from the art committee.
I agree.
On the art
That's
committee.
Why I asked that
the
question.
Art community. Yeah.
Tell me about your personal.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
I'm leaning towards Judy Mayhew because I feel her experience is greater in being on boards and being involved with these kind of pop art. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that she's getting my vote.
And the other thing that I liked about Judy, that it makes her, I don't know really who I want, but one of the factors I liked about her was her strength.
Yes.
And I was looking around the table going, boy, better be someone who's strong. Voice. And I feel like she could express herself very clearly. She could back up her opinions with something substantial and really add something to this committee. Because look at how all these strong women sitting
around
the table.
Well, that was just what I was going to say, and you didn't hear me say this, but my gosh, what a powerhouse of women.
Yes. Well, there is that. Gender representation.
I know. I'm trying not to think about that.
No, we don't.
I think let's look at just the qualification. Because if that were the case, then we wouldn't really have a choice.
No. Yeah, she had experience, confidence, a calm demeanor. I just liked everything about what she had to say.
Well, I liked that she was in a totally different atmosphere, but not that different. You know, she was in a fishing town.
Yes.
Most of the people who were there weren't, you know, artsy. Mm-hmm. They were hardworking people.
Yes.
And yet she worked in many different facets to bring art into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is some of our task.
Yes.
As we talk about the controversial aspects of public art and people having opinions for and against, as they always will. We're not going to get away with any piece of art that someone won't have a complaint about.
Peggy, I didn't get a chance to ask her, I forgot, but maybe you can help with this. Does she have to have any kind of support from her supervisor or manager? Because she's a city employee to serve on the city committee.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I can find out. There's nothing in our HR manual, because I checked, that would prohibit a city employee from serving on a committee, although you wouldn't want and wouldn't actually allow a city employee to serve on certain committees, for example, city council, urban renewal, or the budget committee.
That would make sense.
It doesn't seem like there'd be any conflict of interest.
I don't think there's a conflict of interest.
In fact, I think it's more complementary of interest, given where she's coming from.
Tying in the recreation.
I would agree. I would just remember it coming up in Lincoln City years ago.
No, I mean, important. That's why I asked Jeff, because I'd forgotten the outcome of the election. I mean, not that I don't remember your names.
I know.
in response to that question as well, I am hoping that, you know, that she shared that with her supervisor in advance.
Who is her supervisor?
Jim Protiva.
Jim Protiva. And yes, and then when we don't know that, of course, Jim was on, you know, the other committees for several years, you know, when we happened.
He was
all the way
through that process. As a liaison. Like, yeah, he was a city liaison.
Right. That's different than being on the committee.
And then, you know, also when, you know, we get over here to selection things and whatever, there's a director of parks and rec or a designee or something that's on selection panels, you know. So I'm saying that in that, you know, that there is this reciprocity that's, you know, kind of thought about because of all the public parks and everything. Mm-hmm. But all right, some other comments from other members.
Very good answers, I thought, to the questions, and most of them were grounded in experience.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of Cynthia Jacoby's answers and the fact that she's been a resident of this community for 16 years and is currently involved with other boards and art activities. You know, she's the member of an art co-op, and we heard her say that. She's been on the board of Writers on the Edge for...
And the Toledo group, which is, you know, controversy in a can.
Is it?
Really? Are they?
I know.
Okay. So,
I love that.
Well, that's a poetic.
Are we moving on?
I felt that.
I guess so. Did you?
Well, and this can be fluid. We can. Okay, we're going to come back, but to others, if
it's fine.
So, yes, continue with.
So,
what?
I think Cynthia would be an excellent addition to this group, also.
I like her voice, and it's very soft. And people with soft voices can say things that you don't want to hear. And
in a nice way.
It's just sometimes. I don't know, you receive it better. So I like her soft voice, and I don't think that it means that she's in any way weak. I see her as a strong person, mm-hmm. too, but who presents herself soft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
As well.
I also like the fact that she doesn't represent the Night Beach area, but she has some connections there. Mm-hmm.
There was one.
Maybe other people do too. I think they do.
There was one thing in her application.
Do I what?
Do you see yourself as a Night Beach area person?
Because I work there, yes,
yeah.
But I don't live there.
Yeah.
Cynthia not only works there, but lives there.
Yeah. So okay, thank you.
She is definitely a Night Beach, you know, definitely tied in with Night Beach because she also lives there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just an area that's just always advocating for the arts. It seems to be a lot of the people there, and it wouldn't be bad to have a connection there.
Well, they talk about being the art heart of Newport. Sometimes you see that tagline. Uh-huh. Something in her application, you know, gives me a little pause. And just deals with when she's answering the question about difficult decisions concerning issues of whether it's bias or conflict of interest. Thank you, Karen. That gave me a little pause for her answer.
Her
answer on that is that she has not had this situation, and if it should occur, she would abstain from voting.
That's if there were a conflict of interest, is how I took that. Is that how you?
No, I guess that's not how I took it at all. I took it that if there were something controversial, she would abstain from participating. On, you know, if this committee were involved in something that we were deciding, and perhaps I've misread that, but I just,
well, it says bias or issues of conflict of interest, and I read it as mm-hmm. the conflict of interest thing, which I mean I would expect
her to abstain. You know, yes, if we had your brother's art up before the committee, you probably wouldn't vote.
No,
in
I'd
that
be
situation.
Lying and say how great it was. No.
Sorry. I mean, these are things that could come up for any of us, and that would be. But you're right, it's not necessarily clear that that's what she meant, is it? That's just how I read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So
yeah, it's hard to judge.
She said in this. And our questions to her, though, indicated that she wouldn't participate.
That she would shy away from.
In terms of that question.
Well, and that's why I brought up her association with the Toledo group, because that, you know, that there's a lot of different viewpoints and personalities and egos in that particular group that. It just seems more colorful. And if she were a part of that, she has been a part of that. Mm-hmm. And chose, didn't she say she chose to join that group?
Well, yes, she doesn't live there, she doesn't work
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I thought that had some significance.
Okay.
But that is kind of...
And you know, it could be that I'm misreading that.
Right.
That I'm, you know, misinterpreting that, mm-hmm. You know, altogether. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I know of all the good things that she does.
Mm-hmm.
So our other candidate?
Jeff.
Jeff. What are...
Well, I think he answered the questions well and spoke well this morning. I do have concerns about things like, you know, becoming a part of the committee before it's a part of the committee, which you called out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm new to this type of committee work where it's so official and we really need to be doing things in a proper way. But it has been making me really nervous that people who are not on the committee have been sitting at our table
exactly.
and conversing with us as if they were part of the committee. Mm-hmm.
So and that will
be
changing.
I didn't speak out of turn today, but it made me very uncomfortable.
No,
Sally, I just start talking.
You were fine, Sally.
No, Sally, that was an excellent comment.
Well, I felt bad, but...
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
When I said you called him out on it, I was proud of you.
In a good way.
And I was glad you did it. Somebody else had to. It was better that you did it than that Catherine did it in a way. Because
okay, well, good.
No,
then.
It's that's
but I would really like at future meetings that people who are not on the committee not sit at this table.
Exactly.
Unless we invite
when
them
they,
to
when
present
it's their
to
turn
us.
To
exactly.
Come.
This is a little
when
bit off the topic that we're discussing right now, but
well, it's important. It's
And that's the way we will be, you know, doing that. What we had a very unusual situation last month with everyone sitting around a dining room table.
Yes.
It was extremely difficult. I was not comfortable with that. But anyway, let's get back on task here because we do have time under committee comments coming up. There are a variety of things that we're going to be wrapping into every month what we call committee comments.
Okay.
That. So let's proceed on with any observations about Mr. Bertolite and then we can...
Well, I had a... Maybe it was because he went third, but I don't think so. My experience of listening to him was that I kept losing his voice in my head. I'd tune out and then I'd have to tune back in, and that was not a good experience as far as, you know, discussion. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to put that out there. It's completely, you know, personal and... I don't know, there was just something about the way he presented himself that didn't hold me.
I'm not sure that he always answered the questions.
Eventually he did. It took him a while to get to the answer.
But,
I really do feel that they all had enough qualifications to...
Okay, that's
to the
point. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really do. I really think they all had the qualifications, mm-hmm. and you know, it was clear to me as far as my choices is that it was 1, 2, 3. You know, just in the order how they went.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about the the candidates. Okay. But I think they were all,
They all have things that they bring.
Right. His city council
experience could be very helpful. Yes.
And be able he said he was influenced and was able to converse and give opinions to the artists. Mm-hmm. So, I think they were all,
And his familiarity with the city.
Yes.
I do remember that, riding a bike around the city. Knowing the properties.
That part.
I think it's going to be hard to decide between Cynthia and Judy, because I do think they are the strongest candidates among three qualified candidates.
So I have a question for you, Peggy, since this is a new committee, and I'm new to it being, co-chair here of this, something that's really extra formal. Kind of feeling some of the things like you mentioned, Sally, because this is a different dynamic than, the 3 years that, we did the other thing. So when we have a public committee like this, we have people here, we have two candidates, it appears. Is this something that we do a hand vote on? Do we do this privately on a piece of paper, and then you tally how many that Judy and Cynthia get? How should we proceed?
Well, you need to have a public and open vote on it. Even if you do it by paper ballot, you need to put your names on it.
Okay.
You need to read that into the record. So
you can do that.
And before we vote, I have another question. We are all here. Who are the voting members here?
Mary
Peterson is not here.
Mary Peterson is not here.
Karen is voting. You vote. Wyma votes.
And
Sue votes, and I vote.
And so that creates a quorum then today? We have a quorum?
Well, you would have a quorum with just four.
You have a quorum with four.
Oh, we would. Okay.
Yeah, because you seven. Yeah, on a quorum is four.
But what has to happen, Sally, is that one of the three candidates has to have four votes in order to be recommended.
Oh, it's not a majority.
It is. That is a majority.
Okay. Of the whole committee.
Yeah.
Even though
one of our committee members is not here, one candidate has to have four votes. So if we cannot make that today...
Three votes. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. It's Thursday, and we've had three night meetings.
Right. So among us today.
Okay.
I'm not on the committee, not even
being able to count.
Among us
it's
today.
Three. Sorry.
Okay. Good. We have to have three and come to a conclusion.
Absolutely.
That we could come to
a conclusion. Okay. So, ladies, would you prefer that this be a hand?
Yeah. Let's
or
do it.
Written on a piece of paper with your name? Why are you most comfortable? Did we hear? I didn't hear why Mary Peterson.
She didn't. Why she
isn't
here?
Here.
Right. Because she's in Ecuador.
Yeah. Oh, good reason. Good reason.
The last meeting she was in India.
Okay, before we vote, I'd like to raise a question.
All right.
Before we vote, is it legal for us to be doing this without, closing? We've closed the door, we asked them to leave. And is that...
Well, we didn't really ask them to leave.
It was obvious.
So they could still be sitting
they
here?
They could still be
That's
sitting
here. That's my question, is if we don't choose one of them, are they going to be able to come back and say, but you didn't do it in an open meeting?
Well, you are going to do it. You have to do it in an open meeting. It was their option to leave.
I'm not sure they understood that.
Well, they might not have, but...
Is anyone
Catherine,
else?
You never said anything that they had to leave, and in fact, we had discussed this earlier today as to whether they had to leave it, and Catherine indicated that the committee would be discussing this later. I don't think that she knew at the time whether later was going to be at the end of this meeting or right now or when, but...
I'm not accusing Catherine of doing that.
Definitely.
I just meant... It felt like, we're through with this part, and now, we're moving on to discuss it. That was what I thought. Anyone else?
So in the event that you have interviewed candidates in a committee like we did, they would be able to sit here and listen to this entire conversation?
Yes, and they're going to hear, they can hear this anyway, because there's a tape recording
of this
meeting that will be on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
We're just moving along in this process, though.
And I think you've all made good points, because this is a public process, and you do have to vote or select your recommendation publicly. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately the council's decision, but typically they rely on the recommendations from the committee interviews.
Because ultimately, it's a difficult decision.
It is a tough decision.
Uh-huh. We have three really qualified candidates here.
Mm-hmm. So it's not our responsibility to let them know they can stay, is what we're saying. Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that clarifies it.
Okay, thank you. My concern is that someone who isn't appointed might say, but you didn't do it in an open meeting. Mm-hmm. I'll direct them to the website
mm-hmm. where they can listen to the meeting.
Because it's right here. The meeting is going on right now. Mm-hmm. In that tape recorder.
And this that audio file will be posted to the website today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So
that answers my question.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Well, we're new. We're all getting situated here on this. So is there any further discussion, or are we ready to vote on who we want to have to say as our recommendation for the vacancy here on this committee? Are we ready?
I'm ready.
To vote. Okay. Are we ready? I just want to make sure. Do we need any other discussion? All right, and you do know that we have five voting members here. One of the candidates has to have three. You know, so if Daffy Duck gets three, then that's who we say to the committee. We want Daffy Duck to be on, you know, okay? So we all understand that.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So...
what is the process?
And we're going to do this by a raise of hands, because you had said you didn't want to do this on a piece of paper with your name. So then... going back to our list of applicants here, and the first list was on the list was Judy Mayhew, who believes that we would like to recommend Judy Mayhew to be on our Public Arts Committee.
Well, I think that does it.
Who would recommend Cynthia Jacoby to be on our Public Arts Committee? Who would recommend that Jeff Bertolite be on our Public Arts Committee? Okay, thank you ladies for that vote. And
the recommendation to council based on this vote is that Judy Mayhew's name will be put for council consideration.
Okay.
Yay, you did it.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, and you did a good job, too.
And because we had such it was so hard.
It was hard. It was difficult.
Yeah.
It was very
difficult. Which is wonderful.
And it was.
That's
all points were well taken. Yeah. Everyone's points were well taken.
You know, and if you remember that we said to them as a committee, too, that, you know, three slots, only one can be filled right now. Mm-hmm. They're welcome back.
Yes, you did.
You know, mm-hmm. sit here and listen and whatever, and we'll encourage that. And also, as time moves on, there may be other openings. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So, all right. So if we can go ahead, our time is moving along here quite a bit. Roman numeral 3, citywide public art inventory. And we had, a couple of meetings ago, you know, we kind of started visiting about this, if you'll remember, but we were running out of time back then. And so what I'd like for us to discuss is whether there is a little subgroup of this committee who would like to take on being part of starting to work on our inventory.
I would.
Wyma, very good. Thank you. Is there someone who'd like to...
The reason that I said that is because during our discussions, I thought, gee, we need a list of what we already have.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'd be willing to work on that, and I think I can supply us with a database.
Oh, cool.
That we can use.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
So, Sally,
this is within the city limits of Newport.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, what does that mean? South Beach isn't included. I'm not sure what the city limits
parts
are.
Parts of South Beach is in the city.
Parts
limits.
Of South Beach.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Peggy can't you give us drawing of.
We can find a map, and if you have a specific site in South Beach that you're thinking of,
let us know
so okay. We can figure it out, because the actual boundaries in South Beach jog in and out.
Okay.
Yeah. The aquarium's within the city limits, for example.
Okay.
Which has our...
And then Aquarium Village, too. I mean, does the sea serpent count?
That giant Loch Ness monster.
It's a better idea than you to do this.
You'll find out when you go
find out.
Yeah, yeah,
those
it's
are
a big statue.
The questions for Sally and Wyma to come back and ask is, I think that, you know, maybe I can get you a map of South Beach and what's in the city, but it's still not going to be absolutely clear. Trust me.
Well,
look at the map, it's hard to know.
We can always take things off to turn out not to be. And I guess that's the other question. What makes it public art? If it's very public art on private property, is it public art?
Mm-hmm. For our purposes, I think it has to be on public land.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
But that's an excellent question.
It is.
And as you're working as a group, under what idea are you working?
Art that is not on public property.
I think it would be important to know all the art.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you should do
I
that.
I really do.
I would prefer to do that.
I think it should be whether it's public or private.
It could be privately owned art. That's
right.
Right.
Public
that's
that is viewed.
Seen by the public.
Such as that tsunami monument that evidently is going up. Remember, Frank's that situation that was highly public, and yet it was on the undersea gardens property.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was
that's why
very just on private
it.
Property.
Yeah, right.
I have a question, too, on this. Can we have subcommittees that include people outside this committee?
That's an excellent question.
Well, wouldn't they be just a volunteer
to help us?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Cynthia might be a good person to help with that. Is the reason I brought it up.
It strikes me that a subcommittee, and I'm just thinking out loud, so forgive me if I say something ridiculous, but it strikes me that a subcommittee of this committee needs to be this committee.
Okay. But that's fine. We can always ask people.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick people's brains.
Yeah.
But in it's terms different. Of being an actual member of a subcommittee of this committee, it seems like a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
That's a good question. So I see this, and Wyma and Sally, thank you for volunteering to, start on this. You know, I see this, of course, being, you know, a multi-month process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we need to also kind of decide. When I was on the Public Arts Committee for the City of Ashland and everything, and when we did an inventory, they had one started or whatever, and eventually is in a big book and so on. But it included a picture of the item or mural or whatever it was. There's an actual picture of it. We could probably go online to get something of a format. But there was also location information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to, you know, just where is this located?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a brief description.
Material. With the artist,
if we knew the artist, the name of the artist was in this description,
and perhaps when it was established.
If we knew that, yes,
I think that's a good point. I think we can do the most of that,
mm-hmm.
and
so an image
and
the location
condition also.
Condition? That's excellent, Sandy, thank you.
Recommendations?
Yeah, if you see it like crumbling.
Image, location, condition, description.
The sign that says.
When it was established.
Murals.
And date.
There was ivy.
The condition, artist.
And recommendations, if any.
I want to ask a question. The last time I came to a meeting, which would have been two meetings ago, Parker was going to put forth some kind of grant to inventory all the murals and then make a walkabout with a, you know, a handheld. Do we know if he did that? I mean, he might be doing a chunk of this.
Well, a grant has been submitted.
Okay.
And that's where it stands at the moment.
I wanted to ask him if that had happened.
Yeah.
I think the ideas that came to him were great, really, but get one thing done and start another, sort of, you know?
Well, I think you had a good point in terms of the project that he pitched today. You mentioned that happened in Santa Barbara, and
it took a year.
It was a long project.
A year to get.
Well, I'd like to get three artists together to agree on what's going to be in the mural. I mean, that in and of itself would take a while, wouldn't it?
That's a year.
I don't think I'm being ridiculous here.
No, you're not.
Okay. So, I mean, just that part of it was stunning to me. But if he's going to go around, and, I mean, we might find out what the timeline is for when he's going to find out, and if he's going to do that piece of work, some of which he started. I mean, he presented us with with a photographic all over the place.
And so several months ago, lots of photographs.
Yeah, here they are.
But right, he did right say all that kinds he hadn't even talked to the museum. And it's my understanding that the museum has some kind of plan for that.
The museum.
Well, and I understand why he came here to get our approval, but I really don't think we can do that.
No. I think that the response we gave him. I think the response we gave him was absolutely appropriate.
I also like, though, that he came and let us know it was happening.
I know. And that he views us as, in some way, a partner or collaborator or somebody that he at least wants to be in dialogue with, this committee. That is to his credit.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, so as we are, as we get started on our citywide public art inventory, we'll get an image, a location, the condition, a description, a date if we know, artist if we know, and a recommendation if any. That's what I'm hearing at the moment. Okay, so going on to public arts.
Did you have dimensions on that list?
Pardon?
Did you have dimensions on that list?
Oh, dimensions.
Because I have dimensions.
All right, Sally, that's a good one.
It's part of the description, isn't it?
It's probably part of the description.
And I also have materials, what it's made out of.
Okay, so the medium.
The database can include those as headings because you'd want those for anything.
Anything, right.
Rather than just a narrative description.
And Peggy, is there a list of like the work that's in this building?
Yes.
For us to start with?
Wyma is very familiar with that.
There is most of it. Okay.
Wyma was.
And at the library? Wyma? Is there a list?
That I don't know. Huh. Because.
And just as an update, Sally, I don't think we have it on all of the work that's hanging on the walls in City Hall. For example, there's one painting that sat in my office for 2 years that we finally got hung up, the Winstrom painting.
Jack.
It was donated, and so
some time ago.
A couple years. And then the two that were in here are now down in the hallway as well.
And we also have some of OCCA's Beverly Green watercolors that are over here, and they rotate with the health department, and they've been some are in City Hall, and
but that is OCCA's collection, right?
That is correct.
It's public, though. It's a collection. Only put it in public buildings, isn't that correct? Or do you put them in private businesses?
No,
we
don't have any.
So that would be public.
Okay, we really
maybe to begin with, we wouldn't have to do that sort of thing, but go out and see what we see first, and then bring those other lists in.
But we do have a pretty good list.
Because we could get mired down in those.
Well, right, and probably a good methodology of just, you know, taking one little section, like from this street to this street, you know, or however you're going to do it to get the things. All right, moving on the public arts selection panel and all of that. Just, I asked Peggy to put in your packet again. I know you got it way back when you were first on the, joined the group, but to put again in the packet so that you do have resolution 3589. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you need to bring with you all the time. Just so that we are, and we mentioned it today again, but just so that we are aware that when people come here with ideas and things, that ultimately we are simply, we are making a recommendation to City Council. You know, it's not the Public Art Committee saying, yes, go forth and do that. You know, it's our job to do the background, the legwork, whatever, and ultimately recommend something to City Council. And you will see where that's in our in the resolution for us, and it's on page 1 and A. The Public Arts Committee is responsible for making recommendations to the City Council on public art and art object decisions as set out in the policies and so on. And I know maybe Sandy can also speak to this. So then when we come to C, the Public Arts Selection Panel, you know, from time to time we will be putting together a panel. When the City Council has reason to seek a recommendation on the selection and placement of public art for a particular project, the Public Arts Committee shall form a selection panel to make a recommendation to City Council. So we are, you know, we do all the background legwork, footwork, you know, all the fun stuff, but we're the recommending agency to you know, to City Council. And so there's criteria for a selection committee, as you can see here, the 7 voting members, 2 non-voting members, et cetera. So just to kind of bring that to your attention, and I think the more that we read and reread this resolution and really get it, you know, into our thoughts, then you know, we'll be able to see how we function and how we respond to people who come with ideas and so on. So
it's hard. Just breaking new ground.
We're breaking new ground.
So what is the procedure then for people to present? Did they come to you, Peggy? Did they come to you, Catherine? How does that happen, and is there a protocol for that?
Okay, well, Peggy and I, do you want to speak first to this? I have started to put out the word that, you know, someone just can't come to one of our meetings, hand some things around, talk to us, and we make a decision right then and there. Mm-hmm. That's not fair to anyone. Mm-hmm. That's not appropriate or fair to us. Mm-hmm. That we have to think and ponder, that maybe after looking at things we want to ask questions, and it's not fair to the person, you know, coming. So when someone comes with an idea, we can listen. And if they have things, they can give those to us. And what we are saying is that the Public Art Committee will reflect and make a recommendation at a subsequent meeting.
And actually, I meant prior to that. For example, Parker, did he talk to Peggy about being on our agenda today? Did he talk
to me? He talked to me.
He talked to you.
Uh-huh,
and so that's what I'm wondering. How mm-hmm. does someone present to this group? You know, can they just come in and sit here and expect to be heard?
Or well, there is or do they have there's to? A section on the agenda for public comment. Yeah. It was actually
I know that.
At the beginning. But hopefully that's not going to happen. If somebody wants to pitch a project to this group,
Do they need to contact us first and be on our agenda? I guess that's really my question.
They should be on the agenda, and if they have anything written or any printed material, if they can present that at least to me in advance, I can make sure that you all get it in your packet. Then you won't be blindsided and feel pressured into, you know, feeling like you need to make a decision. I actually discourage you from making recommendations if somebody just comes in without providing any information and pitches something. It's just, you need time to reflect on it.
What we do, and we may have questions and we need more information after the last, and research, that's right.
Go to
Sally, after the last meeting that Wyman's and were at, and Parker came up to me and so on, and you know, he has this idea and he's got another idea and he's got several more as well. And, you know, and I talked about the prioritizing and the timeline, and I said, you need to send something in advance. And that's what you got in your packets. So that you were able to start to kind of know, well, now what is this going to be about? We're going to try asking for some things in advance, so that we at least aren't just, it's totally new to us the first time, and we have something else in our packets that that we're looking at today as well from another artist.
So the procedure would be that someone who wanted to present something to this committee would either talk with Catherine or talk with Peggy ahead of time.
So,
but we also have to be aware that we might have someone come and sit in our meeting and during the public comment time present something to us that we're unaware of.
That's right.
It could happen both ways then.
Yeah, you can't ever really predict that.
I just, but we have a predictable
response now.
Yes, we do.
And that's true. When they call you to make the appointment, do you let them know then that we will hear the idea and leave the information and then they we'll get back to them? So when they call to make the appointment, you let them know ahead of time, not to expect
an answer
at that meeting.
Yeah,
no, we're going to. Because that was pretty alarming when we had that guy come in.
Well, I had no idea he was on the agenda.
It was interesting. I think
it was the first three things that came up.
I need to explain what happened, because I didn't even know what that was about. What happened was, it became classified as public art only in terms of building permits. That's why it was called public art, despite the fact that it was on public property. And someone told that person to go to the committee. And so he was confused because he didn't understand that it had nothing to do with public art and the public art committee. Right. It only had to do with what his building permit application was about. And so for that, I apologize.
Bob Warren. It was really a shock. It was just a miscommunication
on several staffers.
Well, and there wasn't really anything our committee could do with that information.
And there wouldn't be anything even if he walked in here and you had the information today, because it's
private.
And we told him that, you know, we asked, well, what do you want from the public committee?
So forgive the staff, because we're just learning, too.
Who to refer to the committee, right?
It was just fun, because we have a committee and say, this is happening, and, you know. He said someone told me that I should tell you.
I was actually glad he came, but realized that we really didn't have any input for him.
I think we want to make that clear to people when they do come under public comment, because they're coming that way because they don't know what else they should do, most likely. And the fact that they're interested and they're interested in art, we want to, you know, be pleased with that. At the same time, let them know how to proceed.
And that we can't make decisions on a dime or make a recommendation on the very day that they are here and
But just the idea that someone...
Or it might be not even in our purview.
Right.
And it may not be in our...
But
like
the fact
today.
That they think it is, or that they're concerned about art in the community, mm-hmm. that's great.
So there's an element of cordiality and welcoming that we want to make sure that... Because every time we encounter somebody, it's a future encounter, and that person is going to be, you know, sharing...
Oh, you said that so well.
Sharing
with
10 more people.
I agree with that.
So I think your approach is appropriate. And if anybody comes to any one of us, should they catch wind that we're on this committee, I think that it's nice to know we can say, please seek
direct
Catherine.
Here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you have to get on the agenda. That's the first... piece. You have to get on the agenda.
It's easier that way, but mm-hmm. then Catherine and I will talk before mm-hmm. the agenda is established so that if she's talked with somebody who needs to be placed on the agenda or if I have done so, then we always talk before the agenda comes out.
All right, good.
Okay,
well, that's I'm good assuming to know, that Sally. If any of us need to have something on the agenda, we would approach either
yeah,
of you then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because we talk.
Right.
And as we form the agenda jointly. And then, of course, this committee does it too, because at the end of every meeting, you know, if there are certain agenda items that you want on for next month, we do that.
Mm-hmm. There's an agenda item for that. An agenda item for an agenda item.
There it is.
So, Peggy, do you have an update on this percent for arts of the process for funding? You were going to talk to Derek and so on.
Well, actually, I don't.
Or someone.
I talked with Jim. And, you would make recommendations to the city council on public art projects. And the city council could recommend that the percent for the arts funding could be used for a particular project, but there is no money.
Yes.
So first of all, but secondly, there's a potential for some money, and that is if there is a bond measure on November for a new municipal swimming pool, that would be subject to the percent for the arts. So there could come some money from that project, which could be... A couple years ago, that project, when it went before the voters, I think it was 3 years ago, it was projected to cost around $6.67 million.
Yeah.
So that cost has probably increased some, so you could maybe say that's an $8 million project. So there, I see funding on the horizon.
And with the percent for art then, the art doesn't have to be at the swimming pool.
I don't think that, I think
just,
that's accurate.
It's a percent for art.
I don't know. Let's see.
I don't think some of it would be, maybe not $800,000 mm-hmm. worth.
So, no, yeah. I don't think it has to be on that property.
That's what I'm
the percent
not
for
really
the
sure.
Art program.
All right, if you will look on page 6 of your resolution, and E, use of funds. Unless special circumstances dictate otherwise, no less than 80% of the 1% should be used for on-site artwork, with the remaining portion deposited in the public art fund to fund additional art projects, provide maintenance for existing works, etc.
So the special circumstances would be determined by the city council,
I think.
After a recommendation from this committee?
Wouldn't it be in the RFP
for the art?
For the art?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Special circumstances.
So,
I meant.
Well, it still could be in the RFP if an artist said, it's for the swimming, but where this is, it's going to destroy what I have, but over here it would be just as great and you'd get all this, you know, it would advertise or whatever, the swimming pool, you'd know. Those I see as special circumstances.
Yeah, but and I wouldn't, where? And because this is new ground, new territory, I'm thinking out loud again, hopefully not totally off the wall, but I'm suspecting that the drafting of that RFP, or at least the discussion of that RFP, which is a acronym for Request for Proposals, would come to this committee.
Right.
We might call it a call for artists.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever you want to call it.
That's what I
mean.
The same thing. Yeah.
I guess what I'm raising is, though, what makes it a special circumstance? And I would think you would make that decision before you called for artists, because
otherwise it would could be pretty confusing.
And I think that's what Sandy was saying, is that because before you call for artists, you develop that call for artists,
right.
And the special circumstances could be laid out in there.
We don't have it yet, so I guess we don't want to get bogged down in it, but I was just thinking of a special circumstance being that there's no money in the coffer for public art, and therefore a certain percentage of it, which is more than 20%, would go into this fund start a fund for public art.
And that was the intent.
Would be for art for the swimming pool, for example.
That's the intent.
Yeah. Yeah. But Peggy, you've mentioned something that I'd like to get clarified on, and that is that when there is an RFP, let's say for the swimming pool or whatever there might be, we need to make sure that all of those documents have this percent for art in the RFP, so when it goes out for bid.
Originally,
that it has to be in there.
That's where I'm understanding we are right now.
We're at the very basement. We're trying to get that.
On it or
yes.
It, at some point initially in the process.
We talked about that before. Whoever's making the bid.
And thank you for that. I think that's a very good point because, first of all, we don't know whether the pool bond will pass.
It seems
like it may have a greater chance this time since the swimming pool is built rather significantly. But if it does pass, when they're going through the process, I mean, the designers and the folks who are going to be bidding the project won't be. I won't be involved other than the fact to let them know that they need to include in their bid notices about the percentage.
So go ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, as a committee, we are to make recommendations. So could we take, is it appropriate for us to make a recommendation to the City Council at this point to make sure that this is something that they're going to see to, or
that they have in all of their RFPs,
rather than putting it just on your shoulders? Can we do something
stronger? It wouldn't be in every RFP. We're only talking about public facilities.
Yes.
So, but maybe Sandy can bring that to the City Council. She's the liaison, and that's typically something that we lean on.
One of us or a couple of us for the committee, whenever you bring that up, we'd be glad to be at the City Council to...
Yeah, and how could I do that, Peggy? Perhaps maybe on the agenda? Would this be like a discussion? Could you put it just as a brief discussion? The Public Art Committee would like to make a recommendation after meeting. Is that something you put on?
We could put that on the agenda. I'm just thinking about it logistically and when the timing would be most appropriate to do that. I think that right now it's far too premature because the only potential public building on the horizon is this swimming pool.
Okay.
And until November 5th, unless it's put out further, November 5th will be the election date, it's probably premature because we need to wait until we find out whether the bond is approved. And once it's approved, then it's time to pull the trigger on that discussion with council, I would think.
All right, Jennifer, I get what you're saying. We need something tangible in front of us to say, please make sure when you put this out that you include the 1%.
Right.
And so we just can't do it in this vacuum, saying, hey, by the way.
Just in case.
I have a question about that because... the Performing Arts Center is publicly city-owned. We've had the first RFP go out about the sound technician. That is right now being, we've had some proposals back. We've looked at those proposals, graded them, whatever. Pretty soon, an RFP is going to be going out for the acoustic system for the Alice Silverman. What about public art, percent for art in that because I'm, we were talking about this just the other day. It could be that that RFP will go out within the next 45 to 60 days.
Can I get back to you on that?
Because okay, yeah, but let's
explore
it. I think
that's a covered project, because if you read this, it says, the percent for the arts program requires 1% of eligible construction costs of capital improvement projects paid wholly or in part by the city to construct or remodel in any public
we're looking at B.
Building, structure, park, or any portion thereof to be allocated for the art.
Okay.
It feels like that would be a coming project.
Right, yes. Right.
And I don't know exactly what your RFP process has been. Is the city drafting your RFPs?
Right.
They are?
This is all coming from the city.
Okay, then I need to bring that up to who's doing that? Do you know? Is it coming out of Public Works?
Yes, it is. Tim Gross and Melissa worked together on with us, with OCCA, with myself and Mark, on the sound technician RFP.
Okay, let me get with them, and I will.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, because this may be a great opportunity, a first step, and a good opportunity to.
Well, I hope we haven't missed an opportunity with prior RFPs.
Well, we just have to.
Well, we are where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we are where we are.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for
yes,
being on top of that. As we're, not till November.
Oh, no. It's almost 11.
I know. And
we can put some of these down.
We're going to have to put, because we do have a few committee comments to make. You have in your packet the wooden pillar project. This was submitted by Jürgen Eckstein. He gave this to me. This is an immediate project that he wants to work on. I didn't know whether he would be here today or not, and he's not.
He was here earlier, and I wondered if it might.
Well, I don't know if Frank. Frank was probably here for the redwood sculpture, which of course has come before this committee meeting now in 3-4 December, January, and February.
You know, I guess my first question is.
Did you find it there in your packet?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's here.
It's a letter.
It's a letter and then some. It's several pages. It's several pages.
I did read it.
Well, it's going to be in various places.
That's a good question. You should.
All right.
It's the possible side is on the north side of Yaquin. The possible site is on the north side of Yaquina Bridge, below Yaquina Bridge.
Where does it say that?
And then another location is the bayfront. There are 9 to 10 wooden pillars. Do you see that in the letter?
Yes.
Uh-huh. 10 feet, decorated with fishing themes. Posts have motion-activated speakers.
This is wonderful.
Etc.
It's a huge project.
So this is something that has been
multi-million dollars
submitted to by Jürgen.
Wow.
He's brought some of the logs. He's brought some of the logs off the beach
there,
so far.
He has them.
And the rest he needs to get off the beach, and we're trying to look for a place that he can put. The logs.
So did a whole bunch of logs just come up recently or something? Is that what's happening?
Yes. He's been
it's
down
that
there.
That time of year where they come up from California.
Like
the rest of California.
It looked like another piece of redwood came up at the mouth of the Ajax River.
Oh my.
I mean.
But these are long trunks. These are pole things, I guess, trees.
Approximately 15 feet in length and about 2 feet diameter, he says.
And then the public art project is on the next page, where he has location, project.
Cost.
So, you know.
What's his cost?
Nothing.
No money.
Volunteer.
But
No location so far.
Yes, on the bayfront.
But no specific location.
Oh, sorry, no.
And we don't know whether he's talking about on city property, which would be the only
reason we'd be involved.
Yeah, the only reason we would be involved.
But it's still good to know that, that he has this in mind.
So what this seems to me to be is, let's get the logs and get them, you know, this is what he wants to do with them, and we're looking at step one, getting the logs off the beach, helping him get the logs off the beach.
No, we won't. Well, the Public Art Committee wouldn't help him get the logs off the beach.
He has someone to do that, I thought.
And he says he would appreciate permission, which doesn't come from us. It comes from the parks, state parks.
Yeah.
Not us.
Right.
That much I know.
But he wants the auspices. He wants to work under the auspices of the City of Newport and the Public Arts Committee. Yeah. So this is another request for endorsement of a project.
Okay. Huh. Well, and likewise, the redwood sculpture is a third
request for
for
a blessing or an endorsement of a project. I have some concerns about all this free stuff.
Yeah.
And why not? We're going to get to that under committee comment.
I love the idea.
I didn't say that. But please just hold that for a moment.
Sure.
So, to me, I'm really kind of uncertain. This is, another example, about that we as a committee
probably don't have much jurisdiction
and can't really endorse it
upon the property.
Yeah. At this point in time, correct. We don't know where. Where it's going to be placed. We also have to keep in mind, going back to when we have all of these great, wonderful ideas, we still need to know enough, have done our homework enough, before we can recommend anything to city council.
Yes.
So when we come back to that again, we come full circle over and over again on this.
Mm-hmm. I just had a thought. Maybe we come up with a proposal format, just an application sense for these endorsements, where we give them an outline of, this is all the information we need from you. Who, what, where, why, how much, as many visuals as possible. But all this information and research that we need, so I'm just...
And confirming that it's on public property.
Yeah. Right, yes,
that
just
would help
give
them,
that they can print out a form. They can print out a form so all of these things kind of look the same, and they know what to provide us to even do anything.
Good.
Well,
and
the location is so important, as, being on the council and now mayor, so much of our town is sliding because of the geology of the place. And where the placement would be, is it going to start shifting? Is it going to start falling? And so that really has to be a part of anything outdoor, I guess I would say.
A feasibility study.
Where they've at least gone in and talked to the planning and to some sort of idea of what's happening geology-wise.
So, Sue, your idea about some sort of form that people would, kind of consistently fill in?
And I would consider that to be the development of a template for folks who are requesting endorsement of a particular art project.
Because they should really be doing all the footwork and research.
Right, it isn't the committee's.
And what we can do for the next meeting is staff can come up with some sort of a draft for your review.
That would be wonderful.
And
that'd
then you can fix it because it'll be drafty.
But you've done this kind
of plug bars. Yeah. So
we'll make that happen.
That, thank you.
Very Peggy. Thank you. Thank you, Peggy. And thank you, Sue, for that idea. I think that will really, that will help us, that will help all the people in the community who have these ideas.
Well, that will clarify whether it's on public or private property.
Exactly. For starters.
And whether
number one.
And if it's on private property, we can thank them, you know, for their
for letting us
input,
know.
You know, for their
and having
art,
the contact
for trying to do some public art. Mm-hmm. But
and the contact information, if it's private property, you know, who name, address, phone number, and that would be good to have that backed up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. One of our main things next in April at the meeting will be, and bring your ideas and thoughts about what this template should include, and Peggy will get something worked up that we can start to look at. So on number 8 on our agenda, you know, we've been kicking around this redwood sculpture ever since December when it was first brought to us, and then there was more coming in January, and then last month we went and looked at it on the beach, etc. And so it's like we need to do something with this, it seems like, either make some kind of recommendation to City Council, develop a recommendation to City Council. Of course, the point is, we don't know yet whether it's going to be worked on public property or private property, or where it's finally going to be. So
that's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a conundrum here.
I don't feel like we have to rush through this, though.
And I agree with you, Sally.
I mean, we've been talking about this for 3 months. We still haven't explored the possibilities of where it could be.
Right. Well,
and go ahead. Is that our since this is another one of these projects that's been presented to us, should we be having to do that research? And I am sorry,
no,
I did not call the yacht club. I said I would do that. I did not, to talk to them about this sculpture possibly being done on their yard and becoming a permanent.
And you shouldn't have had that.
But isn't really that
that's
like
their,
it would be Jürgen and Frank and whoever are proposing this to us.
You know, I think when we get the template developed, we can just give it to them because, and this is my opinion, is that it's premature. Mm-hmm. There's no site that's even been selected.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't see that we can make any kind of recommendation yet.
And no.
And I don't either. We just don't have enough.
And I don't think we need to feel bad.
That sounds good. So we make a template, and then he'd be the first one to
Right.
And maybe they should also have photographs of all of the locations, just like this. You know, photographs of. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a mock-up, but just the photos of the site along with the the map.
Right. That way we could look at all of these sites. We could talk about it, and then maybe we could make a recommendation to City Council. Mm-hmm. All of those things were in place. Because, you know, it's still, there's money involved here, too. And everyone's saying, oh, well, someone's going to take it off the beach for free. And, you know, and Jürgen's willing to do the carving for free. But there's just, it's a really big project. It's a lot bigger piece of wood than the other two pieces he's worked on. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about working with other artists and.
All of that has to be documented.
And the community college. He's talked about community college art classes.
It's not well defined.
No. And the liability issues.
I mean, it actually makes it really similar to what Parker was talking about today, where it's for 4-H and it's going to involve high school kids. And of course we could all get behind that because, you know, we all want that type of thing for our community here. Mm-hmm. These are projects. Mm-hmm. These are exciting projects that people are bringing to us.
Yes.
Even though we can't necessarily act on them.
There's actually two different things going on here. One is that the work of the committee as it was envisioned, and the other one is, who are we and what do we do and how do we do it? And the two are doing this right now because we're being presented with topics for discussion and decision, and we really don't know even how to go about
it. It's kind of about the cart before the horse.
Yeah. Kind of the cart before the horse. However, we couldn't figure out
the chicken or
how to do it without something in front of us to say, wait a minute, you know, we needed something tangible. Mm-hmm. So, so what I would like to recommend is that we let Juergen know, since he has been, you know, now twice on our agenda, that we are very grateful for his gift to the committee of forcing us into figuring out our stuff. And now we're going to figure it out, and we'll get back to him. Right. And so I'd like to give him a response, because I do think since December, January, February, March, that he deserves something from us.
Yes,
and that's the something that we should give him.
Great idea.
We have now sussed out everything that we don't know. And as soon as we get it in a format, we'll get back to him. Is that fair? Yes. Do you think that's fair?
To add a little bit to that,
yes.
We could also ask him to define these places where
right.
the sculpture might go so
right.
that we
the
do
part,
have
part
something
of it.
To talk about.
Mm-hmm. Let him know that that will be part of the template so that he could be...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, because he can indicate all of these city properties where this sculpture might go, but we might, and so we in turn might recommend to the council that we recommend that this sculpture happen
mm-hmm.
possibly here or here or here, and it would be up to the council maybe to
right.
decide which place it actually went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Okay, so okay. In closing, but what still gets, and thank you on that, Karen, because it didn't seem to me like we were anywhere
mm-hmm.
ready for a recommendation to City Council at all. As we come to the committee comments,
yes.
There is something, and if you have things that you want to put under committee comments from month to month, please let Peggy and I know that. But one thing is that has come to our attention that is the concept of free. And I know that you want to discuss that.
I do, because I have, you know, I'm of two minds about it. I think it's really gratifying that here we are, this very new committee, and we have four now. Proposals.
maybe five.
I don't know. I'm not sure I can count anymore. That are coming up from people in the community who want to be able to do it. They know we don't have any money, and they want to be able to do it as community projects that are no cost to the city. At the same time, one of the things that Juergen expressed to us was that as he looked at that sculpture and realizing, I mean, the possibility for the sculpture of the Redwood piece on the beach near Frank's house, that it would take more than one person, probably. It would take two or three artists. And when he talked to other artists, they could not participate in a project of that size without
right.
being paid.
Exactly.
And it concerns me very much that
yeah.
we do not want to give the message that if it's free, fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because we have artists who are struggling to make their living as artists. And it really doesn't matter, the fact that you're well known. It is still not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are people here who can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
That it does not mean that there are very few wealthy artists. There are some, sure, but very few, and we probably don't know more than one or two. And so I would like for us to find ways to, when we have something brought to us, that it not be a requirement that the artists be giving their work.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have really wonderful artists in this community. We have, you know, an internationally recognized artist in this community, Rick Bartow. Of course he should be paid, my goodness. He's commissioned by the Smithsonian Institution. And I don't mean to single him out necessarily, but he was one of the people that Juergen mentioned he talked to about it.
Well, and what you also need to know, and this is about Rick, is that his gallery, the Freilich in Portland, mm-hmm. has very tight controls over him mm-hmm. in the sense that he that's what he does to protect his artists.
Yes, that's
and,
true.
And Rick and I have talked about this, is that if people ask him, and Rick's a very nice man,
oh,
and he always wants to, you know, help in some way, I can guarantee you that Charles will drive down to Newport and say, I think we have a misunderstanding here. and that's his job as a gallery owner.
Right. In fact, I would like to have this committee be of the mindset that the artist should be paid, the exact opposite.
Right. Yeah.
And if an artist chooses to return their stipend to the future of public arts in Newport, then bully for them, and we will say thank you very much. But I think that too often we think of artists as, you know, if it's public, it should be given, this will have it. And I disagree with that mindset. I think that we should value it and treasure it as we do any other project. We wouldn't expect somebody to put up a building for free just because they had a giant construction company and a lot of extra dough in the bank.
No, but sometimes business, well, like Bob Wiener, he's willing to use part of his business to lift a piece of
He's not
he's in a position to do that.
Yeah, but he's not.
An artist is not in a position to.
I'm speaking specifically about artists.
And they're just not.
So is this something, because I know that we're past our time now, and whatever, but this is a good substantive discussion. Can we put it on the agenda also for next time?
Yeah.
Are we comfortable with doing that? Because it needs to be talked
about. I would like to discuss it more. The free.
Yes.
Or
yes,
not,
yes.
You know, because we also don't want to put ourselves in a position where just because someone is offering to do a piece of public art for free that we feel like we should accept that. Because like I said, it's not free. Even if Jürgen did this, just theoretically, did this redwood sculpture and did not want to be paid for that, there is somewhere along the line cement, installation, some kind of maintenance over the years, or, I mean, it could be as simple as needing a sign that says "Do not climb on this sculpture," but I mean there is an expense to that that is beyond free. So I really do think we need to have more discussion about this.
That redwood, as it sits like right now, it invites people to climb on it, sit on it, go to the top. I mean, it actually has natural stepping.
Yeah, because somebody's chains.
We're going to need to turn this room over pretty quickly.
Okay.
So can we establish the agenda for the next meeting? So I have, first of all, the free issue.
The free issue.
And the template.
Okay.
And then is there anything from this particular...
So agenda.
Agenda that we need to move forward? No.
No, but you know, I think as a placeholder, we need to continue with citywide public art inventory.
Yes.
You know, just as a placeholder on our committee, the percent for art.
Will there be a decision by the council on another member for the committee before our next meeting?
Yes, yes.
We would want to welcome that new member.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So it's going to be April 1st. April Fool's Day.
Is our next meeting?
No, it's
next council meeting.
What is the process from here? Are the applicants, today's applicants, notified?
I will definitely know.
As to a recommendation?
Yes.
And Peggy, do you write the recommendation?
Huh?
Who writes up this recommendation, or how does that work?
Well, we'll put it on the agenda, and the mayor will make the appointment, and the council ratifies the appointment.
But does the public art committee have to create a document?
No.
No. Recommending someone? No.
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 Well,
no.
It'll just be an agenda.
It's just information.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Also on next agenda, I would like to include the concept of endorsements so that we could discuss that a little bit more.
That's a good idea.
Your comments. And also I've wrote procurement, but that's more what is our... if you can think of a better word, what is our responsibility or activity in regard to bringing art to the community and seeking spaces and that kind of thing? So,
good.
So I put procurement as the name for that.
What do you say, Dorothy? Do you mean recommendations and the
like the Parker thing? That's not in our purview, but I think we need to think about it because of your comments that we are more than just a than just what has been thought of over right. 3 years. Mm-hmm. And little did we know until people started showing up at the door saying, yeah. hey, you know, how about me? What about this?
Yeah. You never can anticipate.
Yeah. You can't.
No,
a person can't.
Well, should we also talk about funding and whether we want to, like, open up the public art fund for...
Donations?
Personal donations.
Why not?
I mean,
yes, and why not?
And put that on.
Why wouldn't we do that? I mean, this sure, is something we need to talk about.
Pros and cons. Yeah. You'd want to be sure if someone donated, they were not donating to a specific project.
So I have. Well, unless we have that was how it worked.
We have a huge.
We don't have any projects.
Yeah. I think that's the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And so what I have right now is the free issue, the template. The citywide public art inventory, that'll be probably short, percent for art right. short, welcome mm-hmm. the new member short, concept of endorsement, art procurement, and funding by donation.
Okay.
Big topics.
So yeah.
We have our work
cut out.
Yeah,
if we could serve one of them, I'd feel accomplished.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else you can go to the next meeting? Well, it's the third Thursday, so that will be April 18th.
Okay.
Same time, same place here.
Oh, my goodness, birthday.
Always the third Thursday.
Okay.
9
yay.
O'clock. And fun. Thank you, Peggy, for letting us
yay.
Get this.
Yes.
Thank you, Peggy. We're going to keep meeting in this room.
Well, we'd really appreciate it.
You know, that way, if we do have people, there is room for them.
And we can
sit
breathe in this room. The other room is so claustrophobic.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, well, no, you didn't design
it. Oh, here we go.
I'm Catherine.
Yeah,